بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا قام أحدكم من الليل فليفتتح الصلاة بركعتين خفيفتين. رواه مسلم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام من الليل افتتح صلاته بركعتين خفيفتين. رواه مسلم. In these two hadith, the first one narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and the second one by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, in which they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, when any one of you stands up for tahajjud salah, then he should commence his salah with two short rakats. And the second narration is the same, that when Rasulullah used to stand up for tahajjud salat, he would first start his salah with two short rakats. And the hikmat and the wisdom in this is, the person was sleeping, and now when you wake up, then you don't have that amount of strength and energy to start lengthy rakats immediately. As we mentioned previously in the previous hadith, that Rasulullah's tahajjud used to be very long, lengthy rakats he used to read. His ruku should be long, his sajda should be long, and especially his qunut, where he should recite the qirat, long surahs he would recite. So the hikmat is that a person needs to gain some type of energy and strength, and so that the effects of sleep may no longer be on him. Therefore, you commence the tahajjud with two rakats, khafifataini, light rakats, not very long, and then after that the person reads lengthy rakats. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فاتته الصلاة من الليل من وجع أو غيره صلى من النهار ثنتي عشرة ركعة. رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he missed out in the night in tahajjud salat, or he missed out tahajjud salat due to any pain, sickness, illness, or any other reason. So there could have been certain times where Rasulullah ﷺ missed out his tahajjud salah due to illness, or some, maybe he was traveling or some particular reason, then he would make up for it during the day. He would read 12 rakats. So this Rasulullah ﷺ was so particular, and he teaches us also that sometimes an optional act of worship we miss out at night, and if the person then makes up for it, or he should be very diligent about it, that Rasulullah has shown us that he would perform it later, so that this habit continues and the person is not deprived of the reward. So it happens sometimes the person is very sick, he's unable to read certain surahs and du'as or wazifas that he normally reads. We call it in Arabic hizbun. So if he makes it up during the day, then he will still gain the barakah of it. And the next hadith refers to the same. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نام عن حزبه أو عن شيء منه. That person, Rasulullah says that person who missed out his hizb. Now hizb refers to some type of optional ibadah that the person was reading. Certain surahs a person reads at night, or some du'as or whatever it is. مَنْ نَامَ عَنْ حِزْبِهِ, some tasbih that a person reads, he missed it out, or part of it. فَقَرَأَهُ فِيمَا بَيْنَ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَصَلَاةِ الظُّهْرِ, and then he recites it between Fajr and Zuhr Salah during the day. كُتِبَ لَهُ كَأَنَّمَا قَرَأَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, it will be recorded for him as if he read it at night. Now how merciful Allah Ta'ala is, that sometimes a person, because he was so particular with his ma'mulat, as we say, ma'mulat, then if he makes it up during the day, he will still get full reward for it. However, we shouldn't say this is qaza now. There is no qaza for tahajjud. You must do tahajjud, you must it. There is no sin for it at all. And any other hizb or wazifas, you must it. But to keep on this practice so that a person doesn't become lax and then he starts missing it regularly. Therefore, Sharia has given this gunjais that during the day, you cover up for something that you missed out at night. Perhaps somebody reads every night before he sleeps, he reads a portion of the Quran, whether it's 3 pages, 10 pages, whatever it is. And for some reason, he couldn't read one night, and he read it during the day. you will still get the sawab of having read it at night, and whatever blessings what the hadith mentions for reading at night, you still get in the day. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.